Well, when you talk about smallmouth, you think about Lake Erie, but a lot of times people don't think about Buffalo, New York. And with me today is Terry Jones. And Terry, you guide up there, but the big thing is you know that fishery probably as well as anyone.
Well, as a kid, I grew up on the lake with my dad and my uncles fishing when I was real little. As it progressed and everything, I fished a lot of tournaments, but not so much on the lake because we were just developing all the things. And then I gave up the tournament fishing, and I went for the sure money is what I started doing and concentrated all my time on Lake Erie.
Well, Lake Erie, you know, great reputation for both walleye and smallmouth, but talk about your neck of the woods a little bit. I mean, I know the some other parts of the lake are good, but I've not really heard that much about Buffalo, but it's great fishery as I understand it.
Well, fishery in Buffalo is outstanding. There's a few things that are key here, and I think even as the summer comes along, we have a lot of current with the mouth of the Niagara River there pulling through, where a lot of the other part of the lake starts shutting off. The head of the river and the mouth of Lake Erie is really good. Plus, we have a lot of break walls that the fish move up to spawn on also.
Well, describe for me if you can. You know, I mean, one of the things, of course, everybody thinks about a tube, you know, either a melon tube or something like that. Lake Erie, water's clear, you know, of course, because of the wonderful shellfish that we had introduced in the ballast water. But you've got an opportunity to fish a lot of different baits, and I know the goby is kind of been something you guys have mimicked up there. But what else? What about some of the new baits you're talking about?
Well, with the new baits, besides poor boys makes a great drop shot bait. But Canyon Bait has come out with a new tube this year. They call it their Pro Series. And what it is, it's a white painted bottom on the colors to match a goby. Mostly all the gobies that I've seen over the years, and I've studied them quite a bit because of them being such, the bass feed on them so much, they all have a white bottom. And I've talked to a lot of biologists about it. Most of your bait fish have a light bottom on it. So a dark melon, purple with copper, these are all keys for this bait here.
Pat, last week or so, I had the opportunity to go to Table Rock Lake, and very, very clear impoundment. And one thing that I found out is that watermelon red, watermelon, green pumpkin, those colors are really good, but a lot of the things are the variations off that color, something like you're mentioning here. But I also heard a little bit of purple, and you just mentioned it again, in any of the bait colors seemed to help.
You know, even before this whole Lake Erie explosion went on, I fished the Niagara River exclusively until our boats got bigger and we could venture out there. And the number one key in the Niagara River, upper Niagara River, and I used to tie all my own jigs, were purple hair jigs. So purple's got to be something for smallmouth there.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, you see over the years, if you go back and you look at the records and stuff, there's a lot of smallmouth are caught on that, you know, and recently I've been hearing some smallmouth are even caught on a little 4-inch Senko. Are you having that up in your neck of the woods, too?
Absolutely. I fished one of the BASS tournaments a few years ago, and I had a boy in the back of my boat drop shotting a 4-inch Senko, and he showed me something about it.
Well, Terry, you're about to have the Bass Elite Series come up there in July, and you know, you talked about the seasonal differences with the Niagara River, but that ought to be a pretty good time of the year for a couple reasons. One is that the Niagara River, and you'll have current, and the water should be a little cooler yet, probably. But also, no wind.
It should be a great time for the guys to come up here and fish. They'll be able to probably run all the way to Pennsylvania if they want to.
Well, you get a fish in that event as a co-angler, and the good thing they got the rules that says you can't tell your partner where to go, because you'd probably be able to have a few spots you could point out, right?
I'm just wondering if I could say, you're getting a little cold, you're getting colder, you're getting hot, or something like that. I don't even think I can even say that, huh?
Nod your head, kind of point in one direction or the other, you know, shake your head that direction. Well, let's talk about line selection. I think sometimes that gets missed. You know, we talk about the rod we use or the bait we may use, but with smallmouth in a clear water impoundment like Lake Erie and up in your neck of the woods, what kind of line are you using? Are you using fluorocarbon and what pound test?
Yeah, I like fluorocarbon. I use Seaguar 8-pound test probably about 80-90% of the time. But I also, a monofilament that I like and I use a lot is Cajun Red. Works very, very well for me.
Well, tell me why you like the red line. You know, there's two concepts out there. One is the fish can't see it. The other is they can. What's your theory?
I've had no problem with them seeing it. That line performs very, very well for me. I've been catching a lot of fish on the red caging, even using it right next to the fluorocarbon.
Well, it's like cayenne pepper. You know, that Cajun line, and Shakespeare builds it, of course. It's like cayenne pepper. It's got that red tint to it, and Red's kind of a color. We had Kevin Van Dam on recently here on Bass Fan Radio, and one of the things he said was is that he's a believer in red hooks. How about you?
I like a red hook, especially for my drop shotting. And even in my guide business, I use a lot of hooks with red also.
Well, let's talk about boat selection. You know, you guys are going to come up there with bass boats and stuff, but big water impoundment like that, I'm sure there's some other options for guys, maybe a little deeper boat and having to worry about running those 8 and 9 footers.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, if I had a choice, I'd be fishing a big Lun is what I'd be fishing, like a 2025 would be a great boat to fish up here. That's what most of our guides use, are Lun boats.
With a lot of freeboard and one of those kind of things. Now, that is aluminum boat, and that, you know, you think might be contrary to with the strength and power that you need for that boat, but they do a good job, don't they?
Yes, they do. And also, of course, Ranger. Ranger builds a great boat, too. You know, those Fisherman series. That if I was coming up here, if I had a choice, that's what I'd be running, some of those multi-species boats for as rough as it gets up here.
Well, and you can still fish, not worry about falling out of the boat. The other thing is you don't have to wear your rain suit all day, and that's kind of critical, too. Well, you know, Terry, you guide, and one of the things I like to do here is make sure people have an option to be able to get a hold of you if they're in the Buffalo area. How do I reach you?
Well, my phone number is area code 716-875-4946, and they can also catch me on the web, and my website is www.1stclass-bass.com.
Man, I tell you what, if you want to go smallmouth fishing, you've already got me kind of chomping at the bit. We've got some pretty good smallmouth streams here. I live in Illinois, and some pretty good smallmouth streams where you can wade and do that kind of stuff. And we used to have a pretty good lake just north of me that wasn't too bad for smallmouth as well, but nothing compares to Lake Erie, does it?
Not at all. Over the last week since the ice came out, I know we've caught. I can't tell you how many 6 pounds and 5 pound smallmouth we've caught already this year, guiding them with riders. It's just an unbelievable fishery. People cannot comprehend the fish that we catch here in the size. An average fish now is like 3.5 pounds.
Well, it better be good fishing because it's got the worst weather in America.
Yes, it does.
You guys just had ice go off, I think, a week ago. And we've had no ice since February. And I start thinking back, I'm like, man, how do these people live up there in the snow with the lake effect? You can have it. I'll just give it to you. The Sabres and all that stuff, you can keep them.
Well, you know what? And this year was a little bit fun. It's the first time in my whole life that I can remember Christmas and New Year's Eve was warmer than Easter this year.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a change, isn't it?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we still had ice on the lake and couldn't even get out of our launches.
That's just amazing to me. I mean, and the thing of it is, it's scary if you go out there with the ice because, of course, you can get hurt and that kind of stuff. But it goes away, and then you guys just fish like maniacs for the rest of the year, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that it's opened up now and I fish.
Well, Terry Jones, I appreciate you being with us here and giving us a little recon, you know, and letting us know what's going on up in your area. You know, we're going to look for this July tournament to be a big, heavy-weighted deal. What do you think?
Absolutely. People are going to be amazed what's going to happen up here.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. Thanks, Terry Jones, for being with us. And this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.
Thank you very much, Terry.